الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obey Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and obey those who are on authority. If we be obedient, we are safe, dunya and akhirah. If we are obedient to Allah, we are safe. If we are obedient to Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are safe, dunya and akhirah. If we are obedient to authority, we are saved also in dunya. So it is a requirement to obey and to listen. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves someone, He sent to Him people from everywhere. Allah does not look at this one if he is rich or not rich. Allah does not look at people if they have a dunya station or not. Allah looks at people who have sincere hearts. Allah does not like chameleons. People to be like chameleons. However, where the chameleon is, it changes colors depend on the environment that the chameleon is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like these chameleons. They are like windmills. As the wind may move, they move. They don't have sincere love. Their love is for dunya. Their love is not for Allah and His Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Either their love is for money, or love for title. Don't think they are going to be better. The poorest with sincere heart is better than the richest with bad heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I like the best is Ghaniyun Shakir, a thankful rich person, because Allah loves that person because He is thanking him. Where Allah said in Holy Quran, Wala in shakartum la azidannakum. If you thank me, I will give you more. Muslim in this dunya is always being tested. Don't look at non-Muslims. Don't say why they have, we don't have. You are different. You have akhirah. Akhirah compared to dunya, dunya is nothing compared to akhirah. Fakirun abid wa ghaniyun shakir. Allah loves fakirun abid, a poor worshipper, a worshipper and he is poor. And Allah loves a rich and he is thankful. Last year, like these days, I met a person came with sincerity, came with love. Never I met him before. Came out of the blue. I don't know how, and I never asked how he came. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he loves someone, he sent him people. It's a sign of love. And if really, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not really, if Allah loves someone who is rich, has money, he sent to him poor people to ask him to see if he's generous or not. And if, when Allah loves someone who has no money, but living, Allah giving him enough, but has knowledge that he gave to him through a chain of knowers, Allah sent him people to ask him advice. He must not close his door. He has to open his door as the rich person in money has to open his door. So, subhanAllah, hadith al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that al-arwah junudun mujannada, spirits, souls are like a battalions of army. They group together. Those who knows each other, they group together. Those who love each other, they group together. And those who hate each other, they separate. They don't come together. As I said, someone came sitting and looking and talking, and suddenly offered something to me that not necessary to mention, although it is not so expensive, but it shows the sincerity from first moment. I felt some kind of happiness that this person, Allah loves him. So I asked him, what you do? And he said, I have a business. And he invited me over to his place. I said, I will come. But since you have this business, you have a space to do something for the benefit of people, of what Allah gave to you to give people. He said, of course, why not? That generosity is there. Sincerity is there. When generosity and sincerity are not there, people become stingy. You know what stingy, all of you? Huh? You know? Translate.
Kedekut.
What?
Kedekut.
Kedekut. They become stingy. Or they are generous. They know what's generous? You know what's generous? Huh? What generous?
For murah.
For murah. Kareem. He said yes. And he asked me, can my son recite a qasida? You were there. And his son begin to recite Nurul Mustafa. This is the Father, and this is the Son, and this is the Son. They came to Singapore like these days last year. I asked him, can you put a zawiya? And he said yes. And I thought it's going to take 1 year to put the zawiya. MashaAllah, with short time, they opened the zawiya in March. Is that? Was March, huh?
March.
Mars in French. March in English. Maris in Egyptian dialect. Any case. And he put a zawiya, look. I am surprised. Equipped with everything. But needs little bit speakers and microphones. This is shows how much sincerity people have. How much sincerity he showed. Allah sending him people to ask. Don't return anyone. If someone asks, you give. There are people Allah gives them. They are, you know, they hold everything in their hand. They leak it from here. If it drip a little bit, they leak it. If it drip from the bottom, they leak it. They don't give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ghaniyun shakir, afdal min faqirin abid." A thankful rich person, is better than a worshipper poor person. Because the rich one, with sincerity, can help. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who help. Allah loves those who have good heart. They are not chameleons. There are a lot of chameleons in this tariqah even. In between the whole Muslim community, there are a lot of chameleons. They change color with the environments. They change color wherever they are. One day they are with this, one day they are with that, one day they are with this one, that, and make every kind of confusion and doubt in the heart of people. Also in tariqah, in Naqshbandi tariqah, in Ahmadiyya tariqah, in Qadiriyya tariqah, in what is the fourth one?
Alawiyya,
Ba'alawiyya tariqah. In Shaziliya tariqah, in Muridiya tariqah, in Shistiya tariqah, in Kibrawiya tariqah, count how many tariqah, 41 tariqahs there are. You think everyone is equal, the same? No. Allah looks at hearts. Whose heart is clean? Allah knows. And the most important, they asked me to speak about love in Indonesia. Hey, what to say about love? This whole universe is moving with love. There is nothing that moves without love. If there is no incentive from within you toward love of something, you never move. That's why coma people, their mind is gone. When the mind is gone, the heart is still beating, but there is no mind to think about love. What happened? They are in coma. There is no movement. Those who are in coma, they move, doctor? Huh? They don't move. What makes us to move? The desire for something. If there is no desire for something, you never move. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his desire to his Lord, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah called him to Mi'raj, to Isra and Mi'raj. It depends to whom we have desires. If you have desire to your wife, Abdul Shakur, then you move toward your wife. Is that? If you have desire toward masjid, you see yourself going to masjid. If you have desire toward your work, you see yourself going to work. If you have desire toward Allah, you see yourself going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you see you have desire to walk and move toward shaitan, then you see yourself going, moving toward what we cannot call, toward everything that's bad. Drugs, discos, nightclubs, movie theaters. People, they say today, oh, I don't go to movie theater. But he watched movie theater in his house. He doesn't need to go anymore to movie theater. You go to movie theater? No. You watch movies in your house?
Yes.
You go to movie theater? Don't look at your father. Doctor, you go to movie theater? It's good, Baba. Very nice. So, this, the desire for something makes movements, make you to move. And the example is in the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some of you might heard that hadith, some of you might not. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was doing Jum'ah, giving his khutbah to his sahaba. And in the middle of the Jum'ah, a Bedouin came at the door. And standing by the door, holding the door in his hand. And he said, "Mata sa'a ya Rasulallah?" Today people, they teach tawheed, they teach how you pray, they teach how you fast, they teach oneness, tawheed, they teach hajj, they teach zakat, they teach all kind of sharia, which is a necessity, which we have to do that. But there is a ruh in it. There is a soul in it. You cannot pray five prayers and there is no ruh in it. There is no soul. There is no spirit in it. You cannot eat a fruit that from outside look nice, but it is very sour. You look at it, it is not ripe. But you eat it, it's still a fruit, but it's not ripe. So you need the fruit to ripe. And what makes the fruit to ripe is the strong shell from outside. And by time, you have to build it up. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, religion is not only five pillars of Islam that everyone studied at, but he said also maqam al-iman and maqam al-ihsan. The level of belief, faith, iman, and the level of good manners, discipline. Do we have discipline? Let us ask ourselves. Do we have good manners toward each other? Allah said, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَكُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Allah said to human beings, don't say to your parents, mother and father, "Uff!" وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا, don't scold them. How many times we said "Uff" to our parents, and how many times we scolded them? How many times? Many times. So that means we are missing something, the secret of religion. We are missing the most important, Sheikh Abdul Majid. There is something very, very, very important in Islam. We are missing it completely. We come and pray four rak'at, three rak'at, two rak'at, like a robot. You know robot? Huh? You know robot? Don't have in your company robot? No, not yet. Inshallah you have. Robot, no, dry. They program the robot and it moves. Now we are programmed to pray five times a day because we are raised with this. It's a habit now. Well, but where is the soul of it? Where there must be a secret in it. We are missing that secret. If we carry that secret, we are successful. Our prayer will be acceptable prayer. It takes us to the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to His Prophet. I was looking left and I saw this picture of Kaaba flooding. You see it? You see that picture? Kaaba flooding, this old one. In 1979, I will bring that story in. In 1979, our Sheikh, Mawlana Sheikh Nazim, we came with him for Hajj. And after Hajj, we did Umrah, because we used to have a house there in Jeddah. So we went for Umrah, and Mawlana Sheikh, may Allah give him long life. Look, when someone has that secret in him, anything can happen. If we don't have that secret within us, nothing would happen. It was crowded. After Hajj, it was crowded. But still you can do, it's easier than Hajj time. But because it was after Hajj, like 20, 30 days. Doing Umrah, first round tawaf, in circumambulating around Kaaba. First round, second round, third round, he stopped after Babul Multazam. After the door that you see, the Babul Kaaba there that you see in the picture. He stopped there and he said, "Ya Rabbi, we are coming all this way to you. And it is so hot, no rain." That was in summer. no rain, nothing. We are asking your mercy. And he mentioned the secret word that I will mention later. I will say what is it. He gave the secret of secrets and said, Ya Rabbi, for that sake, shower us. And read Fatiha. And we read with him Fatiha. I was, me and my brother, Sheikh Adnan. Only three. And Maulana Sheikh Mansour. And we turned around the fourth time, and we are coming to reach Hajar al-Asad. From nowhere, storms came, cloud came, and rain, showers, it was Friday, showers, we were not able anymore to walk. It was like that. Water filling the whole area, reaching the door of Kaaba. That was 1979. We have to back out and go. And it's raining. And Maulana Sheikh Nazim raised his hand and said, Ya Rabbi, I asked for some shower. I didn't ask for a flood. And more than 8 hours we were stuck in Haram. We cannot go out because the whole streets, until it was evacuated and they pull all the water out, until we were able to go back to Jeddah. Why? Because they have secret words to use. There is a ruh there. There is a spirit in the words when they speak. We speak dry like robots. And the ruh is in this hadith of Prophet that Bedouin, Ya Sayyidi Ya Rasulullah, Ya Muhammad, he didn't say Ya Sayyidi Ya Rasulullah, he said Ya Muhammad. Mata sa'a Ya Muhammad. When is the day of judgment? Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet didn't answer. Because Jum'ah, if you touch a bead in your hand, when the Khatib is doing Jum'ah, you are making laghu. You are making a big mistake, a sin. You are shifting from the, because it's considered two rak'ats. You cannot talk, you cannot whisper, you cannot do anything, you cannot move your hands, you as if you are in a prayer. Today people are speaking in Jum'ah to each other. Or they get SMS, they begin to answer SMS. They put their phone on vibration, they are cheating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because on the mosque they say, turn off your phone, they vibrated. It's Jum'ah, you cannot have your phone, even vibration, because vibration might deviate you from the Jum'ah, might shift your mind. Oh, I got something. Shaitan will come, oh, you got something, check it now. Don't delay, might be something urgent. Oh, the house happened something. Oh, your wife happened something. Oh, emergency. Oh, Shaitan gives you lot of problems. No, shut it down, turn it off. No need to put it on vibration. See, Shaitan, you put on vibration or you turn it off.
Vibration.
What we can do? So Prophet didn't answer. Another time. Said, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Muhammad, Mata Sa'a. Prophet did not answer. He didn't stop. If Prophet did not answer till day of judgment, that Bedouin would keep asking. What's that mean? Ud'uni astajib lakum. Make, ask me and I will respond to you. Means keep consistency on asking and asking and asking until you get your answer. Don't say, oh, I made du'a, but Allah did not answer. Who knows? No, keep doing the dua, repeat. Keep asking. If you don't ask Allah, you don't know whom you are going to ask. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, mata sa'a, third time. Ya Allah said, Ad'uni astajib lakum. Ask me, I will respond. So he sent Jibreel alayhi salam to Sayyidina Muhammad, responding to that Bedouin. Say, answer. Allah sending you salam, Ya Muhammad, give him an answer. He said, Oh, Bedouin, Ya Arabi, what you have prepared for that long travel? What you have? What you are doing to for this travel? It's long travel. Do you have bank accounts? They want today when they want to go to somewhere to holidays. What they do? They keep money in their bank accounts in order that they are able to go for holidays. Is that correct?
Yes.
I'm not hearing yes, correct?
Yes.
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 When Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants to take holiday, where he goes? To Masjid, i'tikaf. That's 10 days of Ramadan. I'tikaf. It's a holiday. It's a holiday from dunya. Don't bother with dunya. Oh, go to the Masjid. Today when they want to go for holidays, they go where? They don't go to Masjid. Oh, why? Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going to Masjid. You are better? Where they go? Huh? Where they go for holidays? Where you go for holidays? To beaches. Huh? Where they go for holidays? Bali. Hawaii. Singapore. Johor. KL. I don't know where they go. Australia, America, Disneyland. Huh? Yeah. Allah say, go to the masajid, make i'tikaf, make holiday with me. Which is better? You want to make holiday on the beaches and put black glasses on your eyes in order no one see where you are looking. This is what they do, Abu Shakur? Huh? Is not? Yeah? You see them all, they have black eyeglasses. Like, why you have black eyeglasses? Oh, from the sun. All Sahaba didn't put eyeglasses. And Allah gave them good eyes. You want eyeglasses for reading, it's something else, or for seeing, it's something else. But why black? And they don't buy any black. It has to be very expensive brand name, because it is written there, the name. So he said to the Bedouin, what you are preparing provision for your akhirah? Do you have i'tikaf? Do you have fasting? Do you have hajj, for example? What you are preparing? He said the secret word, the nice word. He said, Mahabbatak Ya Rasulallah. Your love, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he say your love means in the hidden, your obedience. But he said, Mahabbatak Ya Rasulallah. You see the desire of love to Sayyidina Muhammad made that Bedouin to come to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and ask him, because he wants to be with him in Akhirah. He doesn't want to be away from Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why he asked, when is the day of judgment, to ask him, I want to be with you. So what I have to do? So when Prophet asked him, what you are preparing, he said, your love. What he said, Prophet? Kafi ya Arabi, it's enough. Not enough people might understanding, oh, have love and don't have worshipness. No, no, you have the secret of the, you cannot be a robot praying. You have to have a desire to Allah, to love of Allah and love of Prophet within you. Then you are not a robot, you are a human being. That's why Sayyidina Abu Bakr at the end, he was so happy. He said, Ya Rasulullah, this is so nice. He said, Ya Abu Bakr, يُحْشَرُ الْمَرْءُ مَعْ مَنْ أَحَبْ. People will be resurrected with whom they love. If you love me, you'll be with me. If you love Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you'll be with Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't think you'll be away. He will not turn his face. Because we are asking him, Ya Sayyidi, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Rahmatan lil Alameen, from here to Medina. We are asking, Ya Sayyidi, Ya Rasulullah, we love you. We want you, we want to be with you, dunya and akhir. You think he's not present? If we think he's not present, we are dumb, Ama. Blind. We are blind, we are deaf, we are dumb, we know nothing. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Allah said, it's forever that you have to know that Prophet ﷺ is among you, is in you. يَا سَيِّدِي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ يَا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ يَا شَفِيعًا مُذْنِبِينَ انظُرْنَا بِنَظَرِكَ.
Amen.
نظرة يا سيدي يا رسول الله تفرج عنا كروبنا وتحسن أفعالنا وأخلاقنا وأعمالنا وتشفينا يا ربي يا الله بجاه حبيبك المصطفى من أمراض الدنيا والآخرة ومن الآفات السماوية والأرضية. So, love is most important. I have a book they translated and they call it Chinta. First, not my book, it's Maulana Sheikh's book. It is written Love. And they translated it in Indonesia and they wrote Chinta. I was saying, what is that Chinta, Chinta? Everyone is saying Chinta, Chinta, they are selling. I asked, they said, love. Oh Muslims, if we have love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are saved. If we don't have love, let us try to have love. Then we will be saved. May Allah forgive us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves him, Abdul Majid, because he put that masjid for him. He put that zawiya for him. That zawiya for Ahlul Haqq, for Al-Haqqaniyun, those who are on the right path, on the right way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaj'alana haqqaniyin, ya Rabbi.
Amen.
May Allah forgive us. May Allah bless us.
Amen.
May Allah accept our repentance. Amen. By saying Astaghfirullah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.